coming up this weekend for an ice cream social. And we have Barb Piscopo from the Lorain Historical Society. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in this morning. So this is one of your big fundraisers that you have?
This is our second year that we're having our ice cream social. It'll be Sunday, August 16th, and from 1 to 4 at the Morehouse Museum, which is at 309 West 5th Street. Tickets are still available and will be available at the door. Last year we did it to spotlight the renovation of the first floor of the Carnegie Center, and we attracted a great crowd of over 500 people to Streeter Park to see the renovation of the old Carnegie Library building. This year, because we're under construction there, we are going back to our original home, the Morehouse Museum, and we are going to have our ice cream social in the beautiful backyard there. Those gardens are exquisite. And it'll be a great place for our event this Sunday. Parking will be at the Meridian Plaza, so it'll be very convenient for people to park and then just walk across Fifth Street. The Morehouse has been newly renovated, and many people don't realize that. When we acquired the Carnegie Center, we were able to take a lot of the historical exhibits that were in the Morehouse and to Carnegie. And then we turned the Morehouse into a house museum. So it is a home as it would have been in the 1920s when Mayor Leonard Moore, his wife Caroline, and his three daughters lived there. And so it really shows off the beauty of the home. He was secretary, vice president of Lorain Lumber at the time. And so there's beautiful woodwork in the home, American chestnut floors, which you don't see anymore because it's an endangered species here in the United States, and a lot of artifacts.
How do you describe those floors? They must have some. They must look very rich.
In both senses, I guess. When you think the house was built in about 1906, and those floors still shine, probably even better than they did back then. American chestnut is a really hard wood, and so it was used for floors back then a lot, and we don't have that kind of craftsmanship anymore. If you look even at the door frames in the house, you think now we, you know, go to Home Depot or Lowe's and you buy a pre-made door frame, and that isn't how it was done back then. All the crafts were done by hand. It's hard for us to imagine that because they wouldn't have even had the electrical tools that we have today to do that. And so hopefully people will come out and really see the beauty of the home. We've had a lot of artifacts donated by longtime Lorainites and have outfitted the bedrooms and the living room, which is also just beautiful. So if you haven't been to the Morehouse in the last 3 or 4 months, you've not been to the Morehouse. So it would be time to come out this Sunday for our ice cream social. And your ticket of $5 entitles you to an ice cream sundae and a tour of the house. We'll have bottled water, pastries, homemade pastries, and hot dogs for sale. There'll be activities for the children in the lawn. El Centro is coming to help us out with that. So there'll be face painting, coloring, and a variety of things for kids as well. So we really hope to make it a very family-friendly event this year.
I'm looking at your Facebook page. You have pictures of the Carnegie Center. It looks like some remodeling. I'm looking. There's scaffolding here. Somebody took a picture of what looks like a light box of something or other. So these are just sort of... like anybody who does any renovations, they take pictures of either parts that they're going to be working on. It's sort of a before and after kind of a
definitely, thing. Definitely. Many people know that last year we renovated the first floor of the Carnegie Center and moved the offices of the Lorain Historical Society to 329 West 10th Street, the old Carnegie Library building that was built in 1903 and was the home of the Lorain Public Library until 1957. This year, as we've continued to raise money, we have been able to renovate the second floor of the building, and that is what will house our exhibits. It will also have a children's history center and a reference room on the second floor. So that project began in May. We've been closed to the public since that time, and we'll reopen by invitation only on November 22nd from 2 until 5. That'll be a Sunday afternoon. The Browns do not play that weekend, so we chose it for that reason. But we will invite our members and dignitaries in the community to come and join us for the ribbon cutting on that day. But to watch the renovation, because we're actually inhabiting the building and running our offices there at the same time, to watch the guys actually build the elevator shaft by hand and to take buckets of concrete with a pulley and pull it up to the second floor window, bring it in, and then put the cinder blocks together to create that second floor shaft for the elevator. It really has been a very interesting project.
This must be unique for them, too, to work on something like
this. It is, and I've been told our general contractor is Meisen Construction out of Lorain, and Chris Meisen has said that a lot of people are jealous in a sense, because it is a project that comes by maybe once in a lifetime. And that's really why we took on the renovation project of that building. The Parks Department was in the building till about 2008, I believe, and then it remained empty. And we had the opportunity to acquire it from the city through the Port Authority in 2013. And one of our trustees, Jack Clark, at the time said, you know, an opportunity to renovate a building like this only comes by once. And if we don't take it, then we'll never have that opportunity again, because someone will do something else with that structure.
Well, you mentioned about renovating. Buildings get renovated all the time, but for different purposes. Mm-hmm. This sort of, in a sense, you're renovating it, yet you have sort of a historical footprint that
exactly.
you're trying to keep,
exactly.
or at least to be
right.
a part of that. I'm looking at that space, that obviously a quite a different space than a house.
Definitely.
Because there's a lot more open mm-hmm. where you're allowed to, you can kind of create it as opposed to being forced to figure out what to do with this, four, you know, 6x8 space or something like that. So it obviously allows for a lot of different things. A lot of good ideas, I guess, are in the planning stage.
That's right. That's right. We have hired Jan McKay and Associates. Jan actually is a Lorain native, believe it or not, and we did not realize that until there was an article in the Morning Journal about her and her experience in museums. And Jan and her associate, Dr. John Fleming, will be working with us starting next week to engage in a strategic planning process, because as you mentioned, it is a big space, and it does really give the Lorain Historical Society an opportunity to kind of refocus our future. We hope to be a first-class museum over the next 2 to 3 years and really have exhibits there that are very engaging for people of all ages, but that is really kind of poses us a big challenge. How do we fill it? How do we make it appealing to 70 and 80 year olds who have great love for the city of Lorain and have the story of Lorain's rich history in their hearts and minds, and also make it appealing to people in their 20s and 30s who don't know the story of how Lorain developed and how it became an international city, let alone school-age children. So it really is a challenge, because those younger folks are the ones who are going to be coming to this museum in the next 10, 20 years. So we have to combine the history and the heritage with new ways of doing things. So that will be what our strategic plan and our exhibit planning process will focus on.
We're talking this morning with Barb Piscopo with the Lorain Historical Society, and we're going to have more coming up right after this as we continue our Spotlight on Lorain, broadcasting live from the Rose Cafe right here overlooking beautiful Lake Erie. That's coming up here on WEOL. It is windy. We're in our 60s, I think, or something to that effect here. We're still waiting for the sunshine. Now, we can see the blue sky, but there's a big dark cloud that's just sitting over the sun this morning. So we're going to have to endure the weather, but nothing beats coming out to Lakeview Beach. We are at the Rose Cafe, spotlighting the city of Lorain. This is our first day of 3 days that we will be out here. We have lots of more folks coming up tomorrow. We'll have the mayor of Lorain, Chase Rittenour, stopping by, also the superintendent of Lorain Schools. Our first chance to meet Jeffrey Graham, who is the new super for the Lorain Schools. He'll be joining us at 8:10 tomorrow. Also Jim Janasco from Janasco Insurance Agency. And then on Friday, we'll be talking with Brian Goldthorpe from the Metro Parks. He's the one who kind of manages this park here as well. And naturalist Mary Ewers will be stopping by, too. So we have a lot of things planned for the next couple of days. Hopefully nice weather and a chance to watch people out on the beach. The gulls are out here. I know that they bring the dog out here to kind of chase them away as well. But also out here is it looks like some maybe members of the Lorraine Titans, the football. They're kind of practicing out here, running out on the beach, kind of a different way of exercising. And then there's other people just kind of enjoying a nice little walk. But our guest this morning, we're continuing talking with Barb Piscopo from the Lorraine Historical Society, talking about the ice cream social that you have coming up. This is coming up on Sunday, is that right, then?
Yes, it is this Sunday, August the 16th from 1 to 4. It will be at the Morehouse Museum, which is at 309 West 5th Street. The tickets are $5 each, and we do have some still available. You can either call 245-2563, or you can stop by at the door and purchase your ticket. For $5, you get an ice cream sundae with delicious ice cream, and the old-fashioned White House is always a favorite. And then you also get a tour of the Morehouse Museum. I mentioned earlier, if you haven't been to the Morehouse in the last few months, you've not been there because it's totally renovated. We also will have homemade pastries, bottled water, and hot dogs for sale, as well as a lot of different fun activities for the children. El Centro will be helping us out with that, with some face painting and coloring and other things to make it a family-friendly event. So we hope you stop by this Sunday.
I'm looking at your Facebook page also, seeing that you won an award for Best Internship Program for 2015.
We did.
What kind of things do your interns get to do with the historical?
Well, it's because we have had such a interesting summer with last year moving from the Morehouse to the Carnegie Center. This year, we've been trying to reorganize all of our artifacts and historical records. And actually, in 2013, it was my first summer at the Historical Society. So everybody's had a chance to do something a little bit different. But we've had three great interns from Leadership Lorraine County. It's their summer internship program that they run, and it really is a great opportunity for college students to get experience in the various nonprofits in the city of Lorraine, Elyria, North Ridgeville, Oberlin, all of the cities in Lorraine County. It also gives them a great experience in the county. You know, many of us have lived here for many years, and we don't know what exists throughout the county. And we have a very unique blend, I think, of rural, urban, suburban in the county. And a lot of adults don't know what we have here. And so it's a great opportunity for college students to learn that as well. And the hope certainly is that when they finish college, they will come back to Lorraine County and work here, raise their family here, just have a great experience here in Lorraine County. This year we had Amy Crooks, who just finished her freshman year at the University of Cincinnati, and Amy sorted our historical records, and that was an incredible task. It's probably about 30 boxes of stuff that she inventoried for us. She is majoring in political science and statistics, and so she had an opportunity to interview Mayor Chase Rittenour, as well as State Senator Gail Manning, and to see if she wants to pursue a career in politics after talking with them. So I think she had a varied experience. She also worked in our warehouse and helped us sort through a lot of our historical artifacts. And I think that all the interns that we've had over these past 3 years that I can speak to have had a really good experience learning a lot about Lorraine. None of them have been from this city. And I think it gives young people a chance to learn that Lorraine is a lot more than what you read about in the newspapers. Lorraine is really a wonderful place to live, work, have fun. You know, just look at Lakeview Park. You talk to Rick Novak from the Port Authority with Black River Landing. There's so many jewels in Lorraine, and hopefully the Carnegie Center will be another one of those jewels that will help over time rebuild this city.
I'm also sure that when you bring interns in, it's sort of an interesting perspective, a different somebody, youthful, not familiar with it, so their enthusiasm probably gets contagious for, even if they're looking at certain historical records and they're either looking at something, they're amazing that they're seeing something, or they're unaware that this existed or something like that.
It does, you know, and most of our volunteers are older folks. They're in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. And we have the benefit of their rich knowledge of the heritage of the city, but you're right. When somebody who doesn't know these facts and doesn't know about all that we have comes, they get really excited about it, and that just rejuvenates everybody else. We have a group of millennials that have been meeting on and off over the past year. Young people in their 20s and 30s, all who live in Lorain, have a passion for Lorain and want to see things happen in Lorain, and they bring a unique perspective to what we do at the Historical Society. And I have to say, you know, Lorain County is blessed with a lot of wonderful historical societies. You've got Sheffield, Sheffield Lake, you've got North Ridgeville, Avon. Avon Lake has some great historic homes. You've got Lorain County, you've got Oberlin, Amherst. I mean, this county wants to pass on the heritage that has made it what it is, but the young people catch that enthusiasm and they want to make it even better for future generations. And I think that's really a great mix to have and a great shot in the arm.
It's interesting when you think of historical societies, you know, it's older people are usually the ones that are sort of the curators
right.
of it.
Mm-hmm.
But many of the history things that they're, you know, talking about are from the youth of that city. Young people who came here, young inventors, young people who were in politics. So mm-hmm. it is always sometimes the youth that you're kind of preserving, but in a sense, you know, it's sort of a, people sort of think it's sort of an older type of a
mm-hmm. True. And, you know, we had third graders come for a visit this past January and February. And that was one of the things that we stressed at the Carnegie Center. We have a display that is dedicated to famous people from Lorain. And the whole point of sharing some of those people with the third graders, whether it's Helen Steiner Rice, General Johnny Wilson, Toni Morrison, Joe Novello, Don Novello, is to say, you know, these people grew up here in this city. They went to school in the city schools, just like you do. They had aspirations, they had dreams, just like you do. And through hard work, dedication, they created a niche and became famous in their own right, and so can you. And to try to spark these third graders with enthusiasm for whatever their dreams are, and that they can really come from this city and make a difference in people's lives. And it was really very encouraging to hear a lot of the dreams of these children. Many, of course, were in sports. They wanted to be great basketball players. But a lot of people wanted to be teachers. Some of them wanted to be doctors. Some of them wanted to be lawyers. And they all wanted to give back to their community, which I think is really a hallmark of the people in this city.
We've been speaking today with Barb Piscopo, Lorain Historical Society. Again, coming up August 16th is your Ice Cream Social at the Moore House. We thank you for sharing the details, and it's always fun to talk with you. And we didn't even get a chance to talk about the 75th anniversary from the bridges here.
That's right.
In the county. So that's something that people listening maybe can research for themselves. Again, thank you for coming
Thank you.
Out here to the